The deal. Now, the Hornets, when are they next home again after this two-game home stint, Don?
We go on the road next week, and then we'll be back the week after that.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
Whatever that works out to be. Hey, you know, we just take them one game at a time. We're just trying to go 1-0 each time.
I understand, so. Don. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you tonight. Bye.
And Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Hornets and Newman tonight, and then Central Oklahoma, the Broncos this Saturday. So it's 5:30, 7:30 tonight, 1:30, 3:30 on Saturday. It is 6:46. 25 degrees. I was reading a post. You know, Joel Embiid, the center for Philadelphia,
yeah.
Former KU Jayhawk.
Yeah, KU star.
He has put his house in Philadelphia up for sale.
That always wonders what's going to be happening.
Well,
next.
It's a big house, but it's only got two bedrooms. I guess there's going to be two large bedrooms.
I would assume so. Holy cow.
But the... let's see, two-bed, three-bath, two-floor unit, 1,000-square-foot rooftop, private pool, hot tub, outdoor kitchen, $5.5 million. He purchased the home for $3.2. Now, here's the big deal, though. The HOA fee monthly, $3,800.
Really?
$3,800 HOA fee monthly.
Goodness.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
So if you're interested in moving to Philly, that might be right up your alley.
Might be.
Casey Woods, Director of Emporia Main Street, is with us here this morning. Casey, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I am doing well. How are both of you doing?
Super fantastic. So far, so good in 2024, Casey. Yep, ready to go.
Ready to go. Lots of different things that are coming up quickly. We are getting ready for our public improvement auction and the Dueling Pianos event that's coming up January 27th. From 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the beautiful Emporia Granada Theater. This event is a blast.
Yeah.
We have doors open for dinner and ticket holders at 5 p.m. Only a very few dinner tickets left, so if you're interested in the dinner tickets, we encourage you to go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and pick those up now. The dinner and silent auction will start at 6, and the dessert auction will start at 6:45. Also at 6:45, we'll have doors open for the show-only ticket holders, and the live auction will begin. Dueling Pianos will start at 7:30, and it's just a blast. So there's nothing like a theater full of people singing Sweet Caroline along with Dueling Pianos. It's just a really good time. So if you're interested in coming out, supporting Emporia Main Street and having a blast, go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out the upcoming public improvement auction and Dueling Pianos. We just sent out some information about this year's Veterans Banners renewal process, and there's some changes to that process this year. So for those of you that have sponsored Veterans Banners, you want to just look in your email. It explains that process. We're just trying to make that easier for everyone. We're heading into our 10th year of the Veterans Banner program. So, of course, we're still adapting and changing within that program, but we think we've found some ways to make that easier on everybody. If you just look in your email, you'll see that information posted, or if you have any questions, you can contact the Emporia Main Street office. Lots of information that's coming out for Emporia Main Street. We'll have some information that's a year in review that'll come out this week, and then next week we'll have all the data from 2023. There were a lot of good things that happened and a few challenges that occurred as well, but we like to be transparent with everybody and showcase all the different opportunities that are coming down the pike for folks in the Emporia area and those supporters of Emporia Main Street. So we encourage people to follow us at EmporiaMainStreet.com or sign up for our weekly newsletter, and we'll have all that weekly information that comes out to everyone. Some new incentive policies that are coming out as well in 2024. Through commerce and some new federal opportunities. So always be looking at EmporiaMainStreet.com for those business opportunities and building rehab opportunities that come through the Emporia Main Street organization.
So there's just kind of the lead off to 2024, the first of many great updates and many great previews of a ton of activities that Emporia Main Street is involved with, including, you know, their help with Crime Stoppers. What's going on downtown?
Oh, Jason? Boy.
Somebody take a dumpster? Or what happened down there?
Yeah, you know, there was someone that took a trailer downtown, and we have in the past relied on the public. There are tons of different cameras downtown, so when something happens, we rely on some of those different systems to put out there publicly what happens, and then the sleuths of the Emporia area jump on that and provide our wonderful Emporia Police Department with some great information. And typically those pieces of information help them solve those problems that occur relatively quickly. And I think we're going to see that in this situation as well.
I think these took some pretty good photos
there
from the camera.
Yeah, there was a lot of traffic last night on social media. So we'll be having the story posting here very shortly on KVOE.com to maybe assist with that effort.
Casey, good job. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director. Emporia Main Street. Casey is with us every other Tuesday here in the mornings to update the many, many, many Emporia Main Street activities. As Chuck mentioned, we've got State Senator Jeff Longbine on a primetime newsmaker here this morning, a legislative preview. Also looking forward to talking with Alexa Dawson, local songwriter, performer, educator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting an update on Goodway Gardens that launched last year, and also we will hear a cut from her brand new album.
Oh, cool.
That has just been released.
That is nice to hear that.
Wanderlust. And the song, the first song I think is Answer, but anyway, we'll hear a bit of that before our chat with Alexa coming up around 8:25 here this morning on KVOE. Excited to get Alexa on.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can hook up here this morning.
Yeah, we had a couple of things happen last time around, but we should get her on. And then we also have a busy stretch here for January with the Lyon County History Center, and Director Greg Jordan has his biweekly update coming up in a couple hours.
And we'll get a really in-depth real estate update, not only locally but statewide, with Jamie Souter here this morning.
Ooh, okay.
On the chat.
Sounds good.
On our chat coming up at 10:05 here. KVOE Live and local. It is 6:53, 25 degrees, some fog, and even some widespread freezing fog out there this morning.
What's your one thing? You know, the one thing that if you had it, you'd finally be happy? For some of us, it's money. For others,